Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Sean Diddy Combs, the drama continues to unfold as it always does. Joining us to discuss the principles of the case, the latest in the case, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. There are so many accusations in this thing, and we keep hearing them going all the way back, even to 1999. We saw that new documentary coming out that came out recently on Hulu about Shine, just kind of reinvesting into that story of basically Shine taking the fall for Diddy all those years ago. With so many things going on here, how do his attorneys even begin to defend him against so many different claims?
Yeah, I mean, Tony, it's going to be a Herculean effort to wrap their heads around the expansiveness of these allegations, the decades that they allegedly span. I think I heard that there were like dozens of terabytes of information, and that's just in the federal criminal case. That doesn't include all the civil cases. And so you really have to have a team behind you. And I'm talking a team of like more than 10 people or so, multiple attorneys, multiple paralegals, sifting through the allegations, finding investigative avenues, and trying to have some kind of strategy to tackle this massive legal effort.
How do you counter something like this? Because the charges of sex trafficking and the racketeering are massive. So, I mean, how do you counter something that is that serious, no matter how many people you got to dig into all of these claims? And you're seeing a pattern of behavior here as well.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, there's kind of like a macro and a micro approach. The micro approach is sifting through these allegations, finding little tidbits that are demonstrably untrue, latching on to those, doing investigation of accusers and of witnesses, trying to find credibility issues with those folks. And then on the macro level, you've got to try to control the social narrative, or at least not let it spin so negative that everyone in the world hates your client.
Is there any way of getting there for Diddy at this point? Because it seems it's been a spiral just straight downhill since this has all happened.
You know, one thing is that media, Diddy does have significant media contacts. He has resources. There's an allegation that he had his family do like a birthday video, and that was supposedly to, you know, gain favor and sympathy amongst the public. There are measures that he can take, but everything is just so negative right now, and all of the media outlets are really kind of crashing down on him. And so it's tough, but he does have the capacity, I think, to make changes.
It seems that that was what they were trying to do with that birthday video. I saw that too. And on the surface, if you're not looking any deeper, if you know nothing about the case, you're like, oh, this is a cute daddy's in jail birthday video, which is never really that cute, but it's a daddy's in jail birthday video. Sorry, I'm sick right now, so coughing and laughing are not a good thing. Clearly using small children to benefit the image of Diddy in that video, which I found pretty disturbing. You have like literally like someone who's probably like 2-ish years old in there. And you look at, oh, really cute, but you know, they're wishing happy birthday to somebody who's accused of all these horrible, horrible crimes. Does that ever work? Could this work for Diddy? Because we haven't really seen anybody other than his family, his children specifically, coming out for Diddy at this point.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know, look, if Diddy is using children as pawns to sort of manipulate public perception, of course, that is problematic. On the other hand, you know, we look at the federal prosecutor did a press conference in which he disclosed all of this negative stuff about Diddy. And so doesn't Diddy have his own First Amendment rights, so long as he is not obstructing investigation, to counter what is being put out by his adversaries? I think he does have that right. He's got to be careful how he does
it. Is it all a PR game for Diddy at this point? I mean, the charges are there. The evidence is going to be there. Federal prosecutors are not going into this thing hoping maybe they'll find something. They have it. So what is it at this point? Is this all just maybe we can make him disappear into the annals of history with a little bit of something positive? I don't know.
You know, one thing that I've kind of seen is Diddy's camp distancing themselves from the true nature of the allegations, the content of the allegations, mm-hmm. and instead trying to kind of latch on to other sort of narrative generating things, like trying to paint him in a good light as a family man, trying to enlist, you know, celebrities for help, although that hasn't gone very well. I think, you know, his efforts to change the public perception might even be more effective, or at least potentially more effective, than really countering the specific and heinous allegations against
him. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.